We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ken in the morning now, 8:47 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things. Walmart suing Tesla over solar panel fires at seven stores.
Two
suspects arrested in connection with Wichita's 20th homicide of the year.
One.
Wichita woman charged with first-degree murder in the death of her two-year-old son. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Bad news out there in the gasoline prices here in Wichita. Gone up. We've seen as low as $2.17 a gallon yesterday, and $2.29 is what we're looking at out there today. So those gasoline prices jumping up a little bit. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny and hot with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 95 degrees. 60% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 69. Thursday, mostly cloudy and cooler. 50% chance for rain tomorrow with a high of 84. Now mostly cloudy. West wind at 5 miles per hour. And 76 degrees. Steve's Head of the Morning now at 8:49. Coming up here at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck program. He's going to talk about President Trump and anti-Semitic Democrats. Do they hate Israel and hate Jewish people? That's coming up. Glenn Beck, top of the hour, 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. Measles continues to be a major problem in the United States.
This is House Call for Health. According to the CDC, the U.S. has seen the most cases of measles this year since 1992. Recent reports indicate the number of cases surpassing 1,100, hospitalizing more than 100. Doctors warn that even though homegrown cases of measles have been under control for decades, it's important to remember that measles is still very common in other parts of the world. And when the disease travels to the U.S., those who are unvaccinated are at risk. The MMR vaccine, which protects against measles, mumps, and rubella, is recommended for children beginning at 1 year old. There's also a booster between ages 4 and 6, but it's never too late to get the MMR vaccine if a person did not receive one as a child. Research shows that the MMR vaccine is not only safe, it's very effective. The CDC says the majority of measles cases in the U.S. in 2019 were in people who were unvaccinated. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Financial companies had led a modest slide by stocks in Wall Street Tuesday as a mixed batch of company earnings and declining bond yields weighed on the market. Banks took the biggest losses as investors reacted to another drop in long-term bond yields. Lower bond yields mean lower interest rates on loans and lower profits.
Boy, I could listen to you say bond yields all morning
long.
Bond
yields. I love bond yields. The Dow lost 173 points.
Oh, no.
S&P fell 23, snapping a three-day winning streak, and the NASDAQ lost 54 points. And, of course, the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. What aspect of Wichita should our new baseball team highlight with its name? The River, 20%. Other, 22%. Western Heritage, 24%. And coming in number one, aircraft, at 35%. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Cargill's owners are doing pretty well. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Cargill paid its family owners $643 million in dividends in the most recent fiscal year. It's the company's biggest payout since 2010. The largest privately held company in the country is coming off two straight years of strong profits. Bloomberg is reporting that the windfall for the Cargill and McMillan members who control the company works out to about $5 million per person. Butler Community College has entered a new partnership with a Wichita-area car dealership, Volvo, bringing its Volvo Car University program to Butler Community College. It's about repairs. It'll allow students to begin hands-on training with Volvo technology this fall, and the students will have a chance to work at Eddie's Volvo Cars of Wichita. Sedgwick County changing the structure of its ambulance service. Dr. John Gallagher becomes the new EMS director for Sedgwick County, which is merging EMS with its medical director office. They say a physician-led model may reduce unnecessary ambulance transports and ER visits while delivering cost-effective health care. Gallagher will oversee about 1,000 EMS workers in Sedgwick County. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Hey, we saw a tweet a while ago from one of your guys.
Right.
About the next possible maybe name for the new baseball team. Possibly going to be the 29ers.
Right.
What do you know about that? You know anything?
No, the B-29, I had to ask about it.
Yep.
I heard
you
guys talk about it. 29, what's the significance of 29?
I always think of the year.
We were thinking of the year, and that was the year that we started the Great Depression. But we didn't think the name Depression would be a good name for a baseball team.
Probably not.
Yeah. The pep rallies would be somewhat boring.
That's kind of how I feel when I watch the Royals these days.
Yeah, no kidding.
There you go. Good one.
The 29ers, that's how many games back they are.
That's right, exactly.
Well, then, and Ted, I haven't seen the logo, but Ted says using the aircraft and so forth, it's pretty good.
I like the logo. I like this logo.
Right.
So, 29ers.
I think if you have to explain it, though, that's a hindrance.
Well, what was the one in the, okay, the 89ers was Oklahoma City, right?
Yeah, Ted? Of course, the San Francisco 49ers.
Right. Well, you know, think of that, Bill, though. It kind of dovetails in with that whole concept there.
The Niners.
Yeah. They could do my year of my birthday. The 49ers would be good.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, boy, somebody's already got that, right, Ted? So anyway, so we're going to go and float this one out, maybe three or four more before we see the end of this thing, huh?
Yep, I think so.
Okay. 29ers. Okay. Today is Senior Citizens Day, National Senior Citizens Day.
Great.
According to the, pretty excited about that, are you?
I am, and I was just thinking,
you were just gumming down his tapioca as he was thinking about it.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy the day.
I'm sitting here gumming down my tapioca, as it says. According to the 2017 census, 47 million seniors live in the United States. That's a lot, okay? But by the year 2060, that number will nearly double. That's the millennials.
The boomers are getting older.
I think the millennials are now the biggest or something like that. So,
I think that's right.
So are you there yet? Do you qualify yet?
Well, I get some senior discounts. I got the AARP card. I got that stuff when I was 50. So.
Yeah. So you're starting to, I look at your photos and you're starting to look a little older, frankly.
I feel a little older too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Gretchen can keep feeding you that tapioca pudding. You'll be
okay. That's right. I got some in the fridge right now, as a matter of fact.
Here you go. Thanks, guys. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, KNSS News. Two suspects arrested in Wichita's 20th homicide of the year. That's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning right here on KNSS. Happy birthday to a good friend, Jenny Leatherman, having a birthday today. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Wichita.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.